Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
That's the sound of the horn. Welcome to an all-new TripCast. That's right, TripCast. With me today is Sam Tripoli. I'm Chris Kowild. And here with me, as always, is Burbank Hank Henry Dittman. Four games into a six-game road trip. We are 3-1.
Hold on, stop.
Yeah, done.
I've got to say how much I love that the team is back together.
Oh, the Jumbotron, legends. Legendary Jumbotron icons.
It's almost like the women from The Office is like, I know we don't do a show together anymore, but maybe we should do a podcast together.
Exactly.
Just like what? That.
This is like the friends like are going to get together and like talk about how they were friends on Netflix or
yes.
something.
It's
very similar. This is like a jumbo podcast.
Jumbo cast.
A jumbo cast.
Jumbo. Well, that you knew Hank right away because of our antics.
I had to. Yeah. See, when you're in Hollywood,
people
man,
assumed you were you see my co-host for years anyway.
I know, it's fine with me.
When you see a celebrity in Hollywood, you got to act like you
cool.
don't care.
You like, and you're like, oh, whatever.
So when I walked up, I saw he's here. I had to act like I wasn't like
blown away.
And I feel that way with stand-ups. You have to act like you don't know them because if they know you, they'll hurt your feelings as quickly as possible.
Yeah, yeah.
You were very
you
were very much looking forward to this TripCast.
I'm a big fan of Sam's.
It's your first TripCast.
It is my
well,
first
I'm a big
TripCast.
Fan of you guys. By the way, I've been going to more games than I have ever.
Oh, good.
Oh.
Well, you got to text me when you're at the games because we're there.
What games have you been to live?
I also bought the new City jersey.
Edition.
Oh, you got one.
So sweet.
Too big. I got double X, but it was the only
big.
Kawhi they had there.
Oh, you went Leonard, of course.
I had to grab. I was about to get Beverly.
Sam,
but I'm like,
Sam, take it to your local dry cleaner. Have them run a stitch through it for $12. It'll be fitted to you.
Ah,
just have them stitch
see?
It.
Fashion and function.
A little stitch
there it is.
A little stitch on the pits, a little stitch on the shoulders, you're done.
You know what, man? I'm going to do that.
It's nothing.
I'm going to do that.
So, guys, jersey talk. If your jersey's too big, take it to your tailor.
You don't have to go to a tailor.
Oh, forget about it.
Take it to the dry cleaner.
Four games down, two to go. Of course, a back-to-back, because God forbid we ever get a day
Adam
off.
Adam Silver is an evil-looking
evil leprechaun.
Can I say something? I said...
What's it called in Harry Potter? The soul suckers? They're in a robe?
We don't know.
You're grown-ups.
Let me say
we
this.
Get
I
chicks.
Called 4-2 on this road trip.
Yeah.
Yes.
If Jermichael Green...
was not
didn't
available.
Play 5-1. If he did play, he's played 4 minutes, got 1 rebound, 0 points in 4 games, and we are on
is he
pace.
Hurt?
So,
yeah,
who has impressed you the most on this road trip? Do we even talk about the shellacking in Milwaukee?
We have to, dude, because I don't know what happened.
We got our asses whooped.
And this is what I see. It's like, you know, even though
Milwaukee's the best team in the NBA right now. Right?
I would agree with that. I mean, we've beaten all the other. When we took on somebody that was the top seed in the conference,
right.
We beat both of them. Boston, Lakers.
Yes.
This is the first time we got our ass. We got
swept.
I have
the series.
I have three very short stat answers
okay.
for what happened.
I love whoa.
So here's the stats that
analytics.
I want.
Analytics.
Here's the stats. Here's the stats I'd like to point out to you.
Yeah.
They had 11 more assists than we did. They had 20 more points in the paint than we did. And our big four scorers that the Locked On
the
Clippers.
Four horsemen.
Shout out Locked On Clippers. Like to talk about the 420 club.
Yeah.
When these four guys go for 20, that's what they're always looking for.
The 420 club?
Yeah.
It's four guys that go for 20 plus.
They literally all score. It was like 11 points and 11 points for Montrezl and Lou. It was 13 points for Paul George. It was 17 points for Kawhi Leonard.
They weren't.
Those
none
are
of them
answers for
20.
What happened.
Yeah,
none
yeah,
of that's the answer.
420.
You can
you
analyze
can't
the,
have all of them have a bad game.
Yeah, and it's
like
just
that's the
that
beauty
way.
Of having all of them. That one guy's not having a good game, the other guys can have a great. You can't have all of them
have a bad game, which
that's
is,
what happened.
Well,
why we lost in San Antonio was because Paul George had 4, Lou Williams had 11. Again, they didn't get to 420, bro. But we did get lots of production from them in our 3 straight woad wins in a woe. I like how we rebounded from getting shellacked in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Cream City, as Hank calls it.
Indiana's a good team.
Indiana's a great team. And also, we beat another good team in Toronto. Those were 2 good home teams that we beat. Next up are 2 bad home teams. Obviously, we destroyed Washington, D.C. We blew them out, and we also blew out the champs. We swept the Toronto Raptors. Can we talk about the ring ceremony? I don't know if you guys know this, and maybe you do. The inscription inside the giant bracelet-sized chunky ring that they gave to
Kawhi Leonard.
For his alien hands.
Dude, that guy's got
freakishly big hands.
Huge!
I was told second biggest hands in the NBA, only second to Boban, who's a freaking nerd.
Oh, sure. That's really terrifying.
Second biggest hands.
Because Boban is terrifying.
So the inscription inside of his championship ring is the claw symbol, okay, his symbol, and then a middle finger, which he said was an F-U. Now, who do you think that F-U was to?
To Chris Wilde?
Pop, to the Spurs.
But do you think it was?
Soft-spoken Kawhi Leonard. Can you believe he has a middle finger inscription inside his championship ring?
Wait, what's more shocking? That he put the middle finger in there or that he put his own insignia? He seems so, like, no big deal, non-glossing.
He loves that logo. Steve Ballmer tried to buy that logo.
They tried to
back.
Buy it. Yeah. They're in,
they wouldn't let
them. They're illegal.
Yeah, they're in legal. They're in litigation.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So that is amazing.
Did you know that about the ring that had the middle finger in it?
I heard about that, but I wasn't sure.
It just shocked me. It shocked me. I thought at first, he sized it for his middle finger. But then I did a little more digging. There's a literal middle finger inside that championship ring, which Kawhi said himself was an F-U.
He doesn't seem hard like that.
He
doesn't seem hard like that.
Couldn't be to Toronto because he loved Toronto.
Loves Toronto. And they love him.
Toronto's great. You guys have been to Toronto, right?
Yeah, I love Toronto.
But when I was in Toronto,
only one time,
they kept telling me, you got to go to Montreal, eh? Oh, Montreal, eh? You got to go to Montreal.
Like the Vegas of
I think
Canada.
It's the Amsterdam of Canada.
I heard someone earlier call it the Atlantic City.
Yeah,
but whatever.
Okay.
But I do love Toronto. I had a lot of great fun in Toronto. I've been to Montreal as well. Oh. Canada's cool. I've never been to the Coop.
The problem with Canada and Toronto is that their sports center is 95% hockey.
Yes.
You can't get
and
American
Raptors.
Sports Center. Right. I'm telling you that
the actual sports center.
You can't get it, and it drives you nuts. It does. So I can imagine. And then you think taxes are a lot in California? What's it got to be in Canada?
Where everything's free. It's not free because you're paying it with the taxes.
Up your woo-woo.
But that tax bought them a middle finger ring championship for Kawhi Leonard.
And by the way,
that
ceremony was amazing.
Dude.
Like the steps.
The lights go
so
out.
Cool.
And it's pitch black in the stadium. And then the actual footsteps that he took to make that shot. The shot heard around the world.
It's amazing.
I thought that was awesome.
Awesome.
And ESPN's coverage was so great because they knew it was happening, and Prime Tickets coverage that moment, they didn't know what the hell was going on.
Now, there
it was just a blackout.
There was something more amazing than that moment, and it was how classy the Toronto fans were.
Oh,
they
amazing.
Knew that they got Kawhi on a rental.
Nicest.
They knew what they had coming. They knew to be grateful that he came and played there.
You know, Toronto's like San Francisco with just doable people. You know, they're like... They're actually bangable.
Absolutely.
Nobody else.
San Antonio fans are still booing Kawhi Leonard. Can you imagine?
Get over it.
Look at their team since he left.
Tim Duncan left. It's not like Manu Ginobili left or Tony Parker.
But
he didn't go to 2 finals with them.
Sure he did, but he wasn't their superstar.
One and he lost the other.
And wasn't he a finals MVP?
I think that Kawhi Leonard is a guy that kind of shows you that, like, I think the media wanted somebody so badly to be the prop up over Phil Jackson because he just didn't. Phil Jackson was always snotty, talking smack, you know. But I think that's why they propped up
Pop.
I mean, he had Tim Duncan. But now, ever since Duncan's been gone, what has gone? I mean, dude. Duncan should have 6 rings. If you remember that last shot that shot that Ray Allen hits that changed the momentum.
Yeah. Jesus Shuttlesworth.
Where was
Kawhi
Tim Duncan?
Should have 3 rings.
Where was Tim Duncan?
That's your point.
On the bench because Pop sat him and Chris Bosh gets
that
rebound.
Yes.
Yeah. Pop.
Does he get the clean if Tim Duncan's in there?
How? So you're saying Pop's rotation's not good. How have you been liking Doc Rivers' rotation with this deep, deep team?
I'm very excited that Doc finally realizes it's not 2002 or 1999 or 1985 where you don't play rookies. In this league, where giant chunks of your salary is taken up by your stars,
right,
you have to play rookies.
Yeah.
You have to.
He's forced to now.
And who's the guy who looks like an Ewok? He looks like
Derek Walton Jr.?
Yeah, I love him, dude.
He's great.
It's not Terrence Mann, it's Derek Walton Jr.
Derek Walton Jr.
Yeah.
Okay.
He looks like the running back from the Cowboys. What's his name?
They look Ezekiel
like
Elliott.
Yeah, he looks like that. And I think he's a
like
point guard,
Ewok.
Right?
He was recruited from Endor, the forest of Endor.
Yeah,
the
but he's a point guard.
Of Endor.
All right. I hear you guys.
Yeah, we already discussed. We're not Star Wars people.
Chris, that's the one everyone knows, but
yeah.
Okay.
Also, Yoda
is he a
was
point
a guy,
guard?
Right?
Is
he Baby Yoda.
Yeah, he's
Baby
a point guard. He's a guy.
We needed that
Derek
in second
Walton
years.
Jr. Listen, is taking Jerome Robinson's minutes deservedly.
Listen,
deservedly.
Man, I love Jerome Robinson, but he's in his own head.
Yeah. Jerome Robinson needs to shoot his way out of it. He's the worst shooter on the team.
Sam, this must happen in stand-up, where like a guy just
gets
in his own head and then he keeps bombing. And is there you call that something in stand-up where people just keep bombing?
Yeah.
Being unfunny. Jerome Robinson is unfunny.
Where they used to be
right
good
now.
And then he just can't fix
I also,
it.
I always think when
he used to be good.
Yes, he did. He played all right last
season. Watch the Golden State Warriors series watch him come in and light it up, dude.
Jerome Robinson.
Yes, he played nice last season.
Dude, Jerry West
he's
loved him.
He's in his head.
I know.
Jerome Robinson and Landry Shamet and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I get it. Those three guys is who Jerry West wanted, and he ended up with all three of them at one point.
Unbelievable, right?
So, look, we are 3-1 on this road trip.
Love it.
Yeah, love it.
Well, we should be because defensively, we play much better on the road. And what's kind of exciting about
we just play great defense.
Oh, well, literally, our defensive rating is like 99 point something at home and 109 on the road. We literally play better defense on the road. And the truth is, with the kind of fan base that we have versus the Lakers fan base in a town that is primarily a Lakers town, we're learning how to be great on the road, which is great because who cares what our record is? I actually think we are training our team to not need home court advantage, which means we don't need to blow our guys out all season in order to get first.
If the playoffs were tomorrow,
we should be first through fourth.
If the playoffs were tomorrow, we'd have home court advantage up until the conference finals.
And by the way,
if we met the
we could have home court advantage during versus the Lakers. We're still going to be outnumbered by Lakers fans at our home games.
Oh yeah, our home games
so
are going to be
Laker
games.
So it doesn't matter.
My prediction, my bold prediction, is that the L word, even if they went in to the playoffs at number one, they are not making the conference finals. Someone's going to sneak attack them like a
hard.
Dallas.
That's hard.
Like
hard.
A Dallas.
No
You're trying
way.
To tell me if Dallas played
Dallas.
The Lakers in round two, you don't think Doncic pulls that off?
Here's
I think
my
he
problem
does.
With what you're saying.
There's no way all those guys are healthy.
But, dude, you're not just taking on LeBron. You're not just taking on AD. You're taking on the NBA. You're taking on
the refs.
You're taking
the
on
media.
ESPN.
We are also taking on the city of Los Angeles, where certainly at the trade deadline, they're going to get who they want, just like we will. Like, the Lakers and the Clippers are going to be stacked right at the trade deadline. They really will. Like, there's more to come.
I couldn't agree more.
Because people want to live here because it's great.
Defensively, you think we're better on the road.
No, I don't think we are. Our numbers are better on the road than they are at home.
What's crazy is we're 13-1 at home. We're 500 ball club
on the
road.
I'm talking defense right
now.
Now,
the defense.
We're better defensively on the
road. Well, I think the reason we're better defensively is because all of a sudden we started running zones. Okay, so the Clippers ran zones 17 times against Indiana. They ran zone 18 times against Toronto. The Pacers scored on 3 of those 17 possessions. The Raptors scored on 4 of those 18 possessions.
You sent me this text today, and I got so excited that you sent a stat that wasn't just Clippers good.
Clippers good, everyone else bad.
Your favorite Clippers stat is 82-0.
Well, that was tweeted out by Justin Russo, who's, I believe, at Fly By Night or something with a K. And so thank you for that statistic. But yeah, dude, the zone is working. That's Doc Rivers adapting on the fly. Yes, like you said, he has to play rookies. He can't just play Paul Pierce and it goes to Kevin Garnett.
You got to.
Yeah. I just think that we are
Fee again came on, shot 1-3, made 1-3.
And I just want to say something.
Fee in his home city.
I prefer the Ewok out there to Man. And I know Man's going to be great. But I don't like the notion of taking somebody and trying to turn them into something. Okay. I feel like when you come to the NBA.
Yeah, he wasn't a point guard.
But
when
he was
came
a point
here.
Guard in high school and early college.
But you can You can see when somebody is.
All right.
He's thinking too much. Sure. Got to pass. Instead of like pass.
I think that's Jerome Walton's problem. He's thinking too much. Well, he's like, I'm not good at shooting.
But
I don't want to
shoot. He's playing within his role. I'm talking about taking guy from Florida State who didn't play that role and now asking him at a higher level. To play, I don't think it works in the NFL when they try to do it with quarterbacks. Like, oh, he's a wide receiver. 1 year he played quarterback, and now he's in the NFL trying. It doesn't work.
I hear that.
That's my opinion. That's why I like that the Ewoks out, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's great. I mean, like, dude, I remember going,
Let's call him Walton or something.
Okay, no, Ewalton.
Ewalton. Ewalton. There you go.
There it is.
Ewalton. I remember seeing, I go, who is that dude? And I got, you know, I went to the game one. And I got the, you know, the player manual that lets you know.
Oh, he wasn't in it. Clippers handbook.
He wasn't in it.
No, because he was a new acquisition.
So, I mean, like.
He had just gotten on a 10-day contract, like, right before the season started.
And is he on the whole season now?
Yeah, he's got to be, because we're not hearing about 10-day contract. He's on the team.
I don't know the answer.
He may play
Agua
Caliente.
I know they moved up Motley from the G League to the NBA. But I don't know. I think Walton Jr. is on the roster for the rest of the season. Don't quote me. But I have not heard anything
about
like
it, dude.
10-day nonsense.
I like it, dude.
Yeah, he's good.
Need a point. We need a ball handler.
Look, Sam makes a good point, and the truth is that where we are deficient, everyone will say, is our point guard position. We have two nice young kids. I mean, I hear you about your argument about man.
Yeah.
But he is full effort.
Yeah.
Maximum effort all the time. He's great, showing great defense off the ball. You know, that's always the knock on college kids. They're not great off the ball in defense. He looks nice.
I don't mind a defensive player.
Terrence he's also Mann. A backup. You know what I mean? He's not the starter.
He shouldn't be even the backup point guard. He could be a lockdown defensive guy. You know, and Doc loves that. I just don't like them start. And I know he's not starting.
So Lou Williams is probably going to be the starting point guard tomorrow night, is my guess. Because Pat Beverly had a concussion in Toronto. What's that about? Shoot out to Toronto.
By the way, I looked it up on my pocket computer, and Derek Walton's on a 1-year non-guaranteed contract. So, yeah,
and
it's because he proved himself on his 10-day.
Good.
Yeah, he's great.
I start that guy.
Everyone
Williams is going to likely get the start of the point
lineup.
Guard.
Why not start a rookie? Why not?
If you guys were Coach Doc Rivers, you're saying start Ewalt?
Yeah.
Jerome Ewok Walton Jr.?
Listen, man. When you start
and Trez need to come off the bench.
Yeah. Yes, that's the 1-2 punch. That's what Sam's trying to say, but you won't stop saying, hey, man.
Yeah. Hey, man. Hey, man. Hey, man.
We already agreed man's great, but he's not. I would start with
Ewok.
I would, dude. As long as he's got ball handling skills, that's what you need.
Well, also you have Kawhi Leonard. Do you have Kawhi Leonard? Yes, you're going to have Kawhi Leonard at Minnesota. You're going to have Paul George at Minnesota. And then the next night, you got Chicago. I think you're going to have Pat Beverly back because the NBA regulations, when you get a concussion, I think you miss one game.
He's not going to miss Chicago.
He's not going to miss Chicago.
That's where he's from.
That's where he filmed Hoop Dreams 2, which I still haven't seen.
Was he in Hoop Dreams?
He is like the star of Hoop Dreams 2.
I love it.
Hoop Dreams 1 we all saw, and nothing ever happened out of those guys.
Nothing.
But Pat Beverly went to the same high school as one of those Hoop Dreams guys, and he's the real deal.
You know, Doc Rivers has two quotes that he says multiple times every press conference.
You know, it's
one
funny.
Of them is, you know, it's funny.
It's funny.
And the other one is, he's just a kid from Chicago.
Just a kid from Chicago.
He says it all the time.
He's just a kid from Chicago.
He's ours.
He's just tough, and he's ours. They did a test. The ASPCA, I believe, did a test. He's actually a dog. He's an actual dog.
He's our dog.
He's our dog, and he's a junkyard dog.
There are dog people out there, but that's a different podcast. Okay?
Different.
Are you talking about the dog people?
I'm talking about Skinwalker Ranch. They see dog. Navajo, different story. But the point here is, I love Patrick Beverly. I don't ever want to get into a point where we need to rely on him for defense. I mean, for offense.
Yes.
I love that he can hit the shots.
Did you ever watch his? Did you ever watch his before
Montrez,
the big special?
Kawhi, like, Paul George, both.
He came up as a scorer. He can
score in high school,
and he averaged. He averaged in the high 30s from three last year.
But I hear you.
I don't want to rely.
You got the 420 club
in the NBA. You got to specialize. Let him specialize. He's great on defense.
And there's, dude, I love it. I just don't want. I get kind of concerned with this group because there's so much attention on them that some people want to be a little bit more than they are. And I get a little nervous about Patrick Beverly, and I get a little nervous.
You're nervous about the dog?
I get a little nervous that there's this desire to be more, like I'm personally like, if we win and Patrick Beverly scores no points, that's still a great performance.
Okay,
sure.
Hold on.
Because he's defensive dynamo.
Do you have this feeling because he shot poorly from three for the first like 15, 18 games of the season? Is that why you have nervousness about him? Because he started slow from three last season.
But he's been hitting those corner threes to win games.
I'm really asking. I'm not trying to be.
I used to watch him in Houston. He was never like an offensive
guy. No, he's not a scorer. He's not an offensive guy.
In the NBA.
Yeah.
And that's my feeling on Montrez as well. Montrez is wonderful. He's a blessing, you know. But
he averages 19.
I feel like we're trying to run plays for him where I think he's at best doing the garbage work. And I don't mean that in a negative way.
No, pick
I mean
and roll.
Like pick yeah. grabbing rebound, alley-ooping, yes. running offenses and sets for him.
Yeah, you don't do it. You run a set for Lou. You run a set for Paul George. You run a set for Kawhi Leonard. Those three guys.
Montrez creates his own off the rebound.
Yeah, that's my whole point.
Pat Beverly's there for defense.
And maybe because we had guys down that were taking big chunks of our salary cap that they had to run some plays, but I think he's at his best hustling.
Absolutely.
Same thing with Patrick Beverly, hustling.
We haven't talked about, speaking of hustle and heart, because that's his middle name, Mosif H. Buckets, Mo Harkless. Mosif H. Buckets is like such a freakish athlete, such a great defender, and just there to always get that like sneaky Duncan when he's just sneaking through the back door.
Pass. Listen, if I go back to Lob City and bring two people, I would love to bring Lou Williams
and Mo Harkless.
And Mo Harkless.
Moses.
Shooters and shot creators.
Especially Lou. If we had Lou Williams, and I know I'm always instead of JJ Redick, I'm telling you, we would have been at least to the finals. That's my opinion. I know there's some JJ Redick.
No, you know what? JJ Redick, we've talked about this stat a lot of times on the show. JJ Redick was a guy that if he scored 15 points in the first quarter, we'd win. Like 80-something percent of the time.
Right.
But Mo Harkless,
problem is you can't have
Mo
a 6-foot.
48 minutes of glory, man. Yeah. He just never
you
lets
can't,
up.
Well, and also, like, I don't know if he's trying to find his way, but now we're starting to see the Mo Harkless that's scoring 10, 12, 15 points a game. Because in Portland, he was I don't know what he was averaging, but I would always look up.
I saw him in the postseason, and he was fantastic.
He was averaging like 15 points a game.
He got him to the Western Conference Finals.
And you could see they're hurting right now.
Without him.
They don't have him or Aminu.
Right.
Like Clippers. Yeah. But, like, now he's starting to score. That's what you need that. You need that position to be at least a threat to score.
For yes. sure.
Or else they're going to pull off. You can't have him and Beverly that aren't threats. So I'm okay, even though I said I didn't like that. He was shooting a lot. He has to hit a couple shots, Beverly, to keep the defense honest. Because if not, they're going to do what they did to Chris Paul and Blake Griffin, which was double, and just grind these dudes.
But when we had Lob City, we literally were playing 4-on-5. Because Luke Mbamute was nothing. He was a non-factor.
And DeAndre Jordan, what's up?
DeAndre Jordan was like Montrezl Harrell, except for...
Starting. That's the
starting.
Difference.
It's well documented my issues with Chris Paul and the way he was as a leader, screaming at players, that sort of thing. But I love DJ. You know I love DJ. That's my DJ. I will never in my life forget the game where he didn't know what to do after the rebound and Chris Paul was standing in his face just screaming, just shoot it. Just
remember,
do something. I'll never in my life
Game 7,
forget
we ended
that.
Up going, I think, to Houston that year.
Yeah.
And it's because...
In game six, no
one
could score.
We lost that game. Well, dude, don't even give me sorry on JJ Redick going
no
like
no,
I want to finish up something. I want to say something else about Mo really quickly. Harkless. The top two players on the Clippers roster minutes-wise in the last four games are Kawhi Leonard and Mo Harkless, and they trade places almost every game, I want to say. Two of the games, Kawhi had the most minutes. Two of the games, Mo had the most minutes. The guy is really going to make it happen for us. And he's a guy that Doc gives a lot of love to in post-game press conferences. Every time he's like, I just can't say enough about Mo Harkless. He's amazing.
I think we are a plus 700% winning team because we have all these pieces that when the majority of them click... We're going to win the majority of those games.
My God, is that
games.
True? Are we over 700?
Yes.
Do you remember the seasons where we would bargain with like 10 more wins and we're 500
at home? At home, for God's sake.
So
you guys have this been team, through it. I've been since 99.
That's a long time.
That's a long time.
Yeah, that's where we got our season tickets.
We got our season
99.
2000.
How much are those single seasons? Where'd you get those? At the 99 cent store?
We got them at the 99 cent store.
I got four free tickets because I bought four tires at the tire shop at Gower Gulch on Sunset Boulevard. You know that tire shop?
If you bought one tire, you got one ticket.
So I bought four tires, got four tickets. We brought our girlfriends. We're terrible.
Double date.
And then we loved the team.
It was the Darius Miles. It was 2001, 2002.
Are you listening to their podcast?
No, I got to. Knuckleheads?
The Knuckleheads podcast.
And I
got
to also listen to All the Smoke, the Matt Barnes Stephen Adams podcast.
Yeah. But here's the thing, dude. What the fuck was I going to say?
I don't know, but while you're thinking about it, since your family's from Syracuse.
Hey, fans. It's me, Chris Wilde, from television, Netflix, and Clipcast. Say you want to go to a Syracuse game. Say you want to go see a Clippers game. The best way for you to see these games is to go live. And how can you see these games live? Well, you get the Vivid Seats app. That's how. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app. Fans are automatically enrolled in the Vivid Seats Rewards Loyalty Program. Every purchase is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee. From the biggest concerts and games to the hottest theater shows, and more, Vivid Seats has it all. Hot theater shows, I guess. Hamilton at Pantages on Hollywood Boulevard. All right. Download the app and join the Vivid Seats Rewards Loyalty Program today. And when it's time to buy, new users enter promo code OVERTIME at checkout to receive a discount of up to $100. Now, back to downtown. Nope. Back to Hollywood Hooters and Sam Tripoli's Tripcast.
Yeah.
Do you wish that Melo had come here? And how do you feel about how he's playing for Portland? Do you care about Melo?
I'm very happy for him. I'm very happy
World
for
champion
him.
With Syracuse.
Yeah, he won that. Dude,
and
I was
a
there.
Gold medalist.
Yeah, man. He just, you know, dude, he was actually supposed to be the third guy to join them in Miami. But, you know, being a kid from Baltimore, he's like, I have to take this money, dude. And he took 5 years in New York instead of taking a 4 year down in Miami. And
he would have got his rings.
Yeah, he would have.
It would have been him instead
of
Bosch.
Obviously.
Yeah.
No disrespect to Bosch, but.
Out of Bosch Toronto.
Is interesting. He's going to be a
Bosch did not have a tribute video in that game the other night. Everyone else did.
Do you think
I had a tribute video?
Do you think
Toronto.
The extra tribute videos were a little bit of shade towards Kawhi? Like, yeah, we're going to give you a tribute video, but here's some tribute videos to people who don't matter.
Well,
like,
they are doing this that, like, 25 year thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, when they gave Fiondu.
Don't you think that was a little bit like
a tribute video?
Hey man,
is that really how nice they are?
If we're given,
they are the nicest.
They're so nice.
Shoot it.
Canadians are
shoot
the it. Nicest.
They don't say shout out. What's that a boot? They say shoot-oo.
Yeah.
All right, so somebody we haven't talked about.
I want to talk about Zubac.
Oh, Zubac.
Yeah, let's talk about
go. I think Zubac
starting center. That's one of my things where every piece is firing right now. He is going in there, getting these.
I think we
bigs,
haven't seen the best
points,
of him yet.
Getting
oh, God,
rebounds.
No, we haven't.
By the way, did
takes so much pressure off of Montrez.
When he took on Marc Gasol, did it look like that Will Smith movie where Will Smith's taking on younger Will Smith?
Gemini
like,
Man?
Yeah, it looks like
Pat Flicks and Chills on yeah, Gemini Man.
Yeah. I'm right. I think we've only seen him scratching the beginning of it. When he gets a little bit more confidence, a little bit. A little time under him, and he starts to get a little nasty. That's what when centers start to get a little nasty, and they start to bang a little more,
get a little sauce on him.
Yeah, I think that's when we're going to see the best.
He's newly athletic. He's leaner than he was. So he's learning his body. He's
just
a young
like
kid.
Shamit.
He's year old. They're a little finesse, and in the NBA down low, you got to be a banger.
The Clippers,
and he'll get there.
The Clippers,
absolutely, but he goes in. And matches up against the opposing team's starting center and picks up these very great fouls that would go to Montrez if Montrez was starting. And all of a sudden, Montrez got hit the bench. I think the Montrez-Zubac center tandem is such an important piece for this team.
For
and
sure.
It's working out brilliantly.
Also, don't forget, bigs do really well once the other players get to know them.
Yeah.
Because they operate in pick and rolls, and they operate in all these different play sets that you have to understand the big.
So he's
playing with guys he's never practiced with.
Yeah,
so
that's
the
true.
More that like a Kawhi gets to know him and knows how to dish to him,
yeah.
We've watched multiple games where Kawhi threw this hot past him that he just
missed.
He just wasn't ready for him turn around and look at Kawhi like, okay. Right. Well, he's going to have those in another 20 games.
Absolutely. But he has been playing phenomenally. And Clipper Nation wants more minutes for Zubac. I got
to
be honest.
Well, some of them wants to trade him, which is stupid.
Insane. Doc is using Zubac brilliantly.
He played them together a little bit recently.
It. Ralph Lawler tweeted about it.
Well, what's up with Ralph's tweets a little bit? Like,
He's over in Bend, Oregon. He's in Bend, Oregon. He's got cabin fever. Yeah. He is sick of Sweet
what is
Joe.
What does he say? What are you
he
talking about?
He sees Sweet Joe all
what are
the
you
time.
About?
He, Sam, I'm not going to put words in Sam Tripoli's mouth. Penis is a word. But you're saying Ralph Lawler misses the gig.
A little.
Yes.
I think there's a little bit of Ralph going, oh, now you get an all-time player?
Sure.
Like, I think he, like, I think we thought Blake Griffin was going to be that guy.
Sure.
And then Neil Brennan's sketch show ruined all that. But
I'll tell you, Blake Griffin, I can't compare him to any other NBA player because he's never going to win a ring ever, okay? He's just literally biding his time until he can be a sitcom star.
I think he's going to get a statue. I think his number's going to be...
I think his number's going to be retired for sure in the Clippers arena of Inglewood, 100%. But he's never getting a ring. He's not like Charles Barkley where he was one of the greatest players to ever not get a ring. I don't put him in like one of the greatest players category.
I don't know if he's a Hall of Famer. I mean, he is like, what, an eight-time All-Star, did so...
I think he's a retire his number for sure, and I love him.
I heard a really interesting take on Blake Griffin. I wish I could remember who.
He's like a Sean Marion, Sean Kemp.
Yeah,
but I don't think he ever
was there. But somebody actually said about him, I wish I could remember whose take it was, that he was a guy...
I don't think he even gets to the finals ever.
Listen.
I won't.
He's a guy who was able to become whatever it was that he needed to become at any moment. You wanted him to be silly on Funny or Die, he was ready to be silly on Funny or Die. You wanted him to be a tough guy, be a tough guy. But none of it necessarily felt like who he was. I don't feel like I know who he is. I love him.
He's my favorite athlete.
All of my interactions with him, my mom interacted with him. He was lovely to her. Like, he's great. He's my favorite Clipper of all time. But I don't know if he ever was in the right scenario to shine. It certainly wasn't going to be Detroit.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It certainly wasn't going to be Detroit.
Here we go.
Are we going to get hot garbage from you?
No,
hot garbage. No, I like GM Doc, but he
No,
you don't.
I don't.
You don't.
He was
the worst.
I was trying
to keep the peace.
Yeah.
We didn't like him as a GM.
You were going to scream at the top of your lungs, hot garbage, when you're talking
hot garbage, dude. I mean, unable to get scoring forward.
That's Donald Sterling, not paying Doc what he's due.
Well, and I mean, then Steve Ballmer comes in later on and not says,
I don't know, dude.
The waitress at Hooters doesn't get paid what she should get paid. She still brought us our beer and our fries.
Like, yeah, I'm with you.
We are at Hollywood Hooters. Folks, they're closing these Hooters down. You got to appreciate them while they're still here. They're dinosaurs.
Someone to crash,
they're
let
dinosaurs.
Me know.
Steve Ballmer literally took a job away from Doc and said, you're no longer the GM, you're the head coach. Oh, and here's a giant raise.
Yeah.
Like, who does that? The reason he was GM
someone
slash
part of the committee of 300
was because of cheap Donald Sterling, who was not in the committee of the 300.
Not at all.
At all. He's one of the devils.
Yeah.
Now listen, Clipcast viewers. What's happening right now is these gentlemen are referring to conspiracy theories about the Illuminati and the way our country operates. It's very upsetting and off-putting, but if you're still here for this, hang in. It's all going to make sense.
I do like the committee of the 300 and...
Dude, it's why we're going to win a championship. I guarantee it.
The planet is operated by 315 people.
About why the Clippers are winning a championship.
Well, okay, like there's a power. There's no one group. Well, there's one group possibly, and that is Pindar, the 8-foot albino lizard that lives in the middle of the earth.
Now, he's number one.
He's number one.
He's in charge of it all.
Below
Pindar
is Queen Elizabeth. Okay.
Number two.
Number three is the 13 families.
13 families.
Okay.
Then the committee of 300,
which Steve Ballmer is one of.
It's a part of. And they're above They're above
everyone else.
They're above like
the buses, James Dolan, Jamie Dolan.
All of them.
Name three other members of the 300 that are few.
No, you could.
Mark Cuban.
Tell your fans.
Mark Cuban.
Listen to this. Mark Cuban. Put in the committee of 300. No.
What I'm saying. Is there any other NBA owner?
No.
So we are a lock.
Yes, dude. I'm telling you, dude.
Pindar's picks.
Yes, and Pindar's picks. Yes. Yes.
Now, I believe that Bill Gates, Steve Ballmer, and then this third guy who is dead, was the three of them went to, I don't know, MIT together or one of these Harvards, something.
Yeah.
They started Microsoft together.
The story was that those
Bill
two
Gates
guys built.
And the second guy.
But they
dead.
Stole the operating system from IBM.
Fair
and
enough.
And then they went to Bill Gates to be like, we got this operating system. It's pretty great.
Right.
No. They went to Steve Ballmer.
Ballmer was the money guy.
He was the money guy.
And they said, leave grad school
and
be the money guy for us. Yeah. And he said, I don't know. And then Pindar was like, do it.
Core.
And then Pindar said,
do it or I'll eat this baby chicken.
Just kidding. I already ate the baby.
And the chicken. So Ballmer does it.
Yeah.
He's the money guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Bill Gates is not a sports owner.
No.
Ballmer is. The third guy whose name escapes me.
Paul Allen.
Yes. Paul Allen, he won a championship. He owned the Seattle Seahawks.
Yep.
He was a member of the 300
people. Yep.
Aha! And he's dead.
Yeah.
Now he's with Pindar.
Yeah.
Inside Pindar, Pindar ate him.
Yeah, that's a whole thing.
But
he thought he was a baby chicken.
Yeah. We're a lock, folks.
Back to the Clippers, we are a lock to do that. I think this is the most balanced team we've ever had.
All right.
I think the only team that's close, I mean, minus those Larry, Larry Brown, Clippers, way back that went to the playoffs.
But didn't get out of the first round.
Yeah. I mean, like, here's my whole thing about, I want to go back to Blake Griffin. Blake Griffin wasn't the beginning of the change. The real beginning of the change, and people are going to think I'm nuts, and I think we talked about this last time, Mike Dunleavy.
Dunleavy, 100%.
Gets Elton Brand. That's kind of the beginning. Now, Elton Brand.
Dunleavy picked Blake and DeAndre.
Yeah, and he kind of got us the practice facility. Dude, they were working out at 24-hour fitness
Spectrum.
Before that.
Yeah, they were at Gold's Gym.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
literally, they're at Spectrum.
So this is
something.
The beginning of, like, we're a real franchise. And then, thanks to welding face, right? The welder. We got rid of the bad guy.
Yep.
Remember, she's the reason
Right.
Vistaviano.
Had the welder.
Somebody wanted me to go on a podcast
she's
with her when
mask.
It first happened.
Oh,
listen,
my God.
I don't cry during sports. I cried when this whole thing went down.
Sure.
Because that was a year, I don't know if we were going to win it, but we were going to, in
we
my opinion,
we
were going to go to the finals.
We had Doc Rivers. Finally.
That was a balanced team. We
fixed
had
the coach.
Danny Granger, remember?
Yes.
We had the last bit of his knees going.
Yes.
So we had a scoring forward that could
Vinny
shoot.
Vinny was the problem, and we fixed that problem.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole thing about Chris Paul. Chris Paul is like, I've always said LeBron James and Peyton Manning, the reason they're not as great as Tom Brady and LeBron and Michael Jordan is because they had too much control. Those other guys let the basketball people, the football people make the decisions. Chris Paul was so good, he had so much say.
And LeBron is an on-the-floor manager slash player.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I like this theory.
So Chris Paul wanted Doc Rivers and you bit more than you could chew. When you make a deal with the devil, you get more. And you got not only did he get coach Doc Rivers, he got GM Doc Rivers, who was sending away people with first-round draft picks. Remember that?
Oh, sure.
Oh, take Jared Dudley. Here's what people are like, what? Here's a first-round draft pick.
Okay. Sure? Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. No, the best thing Ballmer did was take that away from him and give him a raise. And the best thing Doc Rivers did was be cool with it.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
you're giving me more money,
game,
less responsibility.
Yes,
and you're bringing in Jerry West.
Dude. And Lawrence Frank, who has been a pit bull. Pit bull. Not
well,
a dog.
That era of Clippers, Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, all of that, injuries ultimately really probably we'll never know. Right, like we can make all the comments we want about how they led, how they played,
yeah,
what positions they played. But at the end of the day, injuries, we're never going to know what happened because of knees and ankles and all kinds of other stuff. And Blake Griffin hurting his hand, punching an equipment manager. But real injuries, we're just never going to know. That's just the truth.
And Doc Rivers said many times, in order to win it all, you need a lot of luck. And that's the injury thing.
But look at the Golden State Warriors, man.
Never been able to
their
do
luck
it
ran
anywhere.
Out.
Ooh, who? Man, the Golden State Warriors.
Their luck just
the
plain
San
ran
Francisco
out.
Dubs.
Dude, listen to me, man.
And they won some.
They, yeah.
You're
when
worried.
They realize.
You're worried that they're just going to literally
they're like,
get that
listen,
first
when,
pick.
When that when it went bad the first game and went bad the second game, they're like, okay, without Klay Thompson being, we need three guys that are murderers.
Right.
Right? I mean,
we've
even
got four, by the way.
Harrison Barnes, back in the day, was a 20-point-a-game scorer.
And he's gone.
And he's gone. So we only have two guys. And let's Draymond Green is only good when nobody cares about him on the floor.
Liability.
Interesting. So they're like, let's crap the bed. And let's see if we can get this Weissman kid who's in Memphis coming out. And hope we can get him. Now we and then we're gonna get back Steph Curry. We're gonna
you
get back.
You think they're intentionally tanking and saving?
Team tank. They're team tank right now.
That's what you think. That's what you're saying.
I think they are because they see how stacked the West is. They're like, man, we're not gonna win with this team if we're crappy enough and we get a high enough pick.
We're
we
back.
Get one of these 7-footers that are murderers. And the close thing to that, and this is the connection. Is the San Antonio Spurs, okay?
Yeah.
There was this one game where they were, this one season, they had the best record in the league, and they couldn't beat anybody. And then David Robinson got hurt, and they're like, sit down, and who'd they get? Tim Duncan, who was a San Antonio Spur, not that time, but was part of the thing, Steve Kerr. So it's like, okay, we're not gonna win this year. These guys have had 6 years of the greatest teams ever. They're gonna be cool
and
when we come.
And played with injuries, P.S.
And when we come back next year, we're going to have everybody but Kevin Durant, and we're going to have a 7-foot monster in the middle.
All right.
All right, speaking of playing with injuries, the Clippers are kind of banged up right now. We've got one more back-to-back before Tuesday night.
We keep
night
getting banged up.
Home.
I feel like every game we get an injury.
I'm not sure who we play Tuesday night at home, Hank, if you could look that up for me. But I do know this weekend it's at Minnesota Timberwolves, who are a lousy home team, very good on the road. And then at Chicago Bulls, the worst team in all of professional sports.
Suns,
Phoenix
revenge
Suns
game.
Revenge game Tuesday night. So let's
when do they get back Ayton? I hope we get him before they get back Ayton.
Oh, the Suns?
Yeah, because they're getting back, and I don't know if Rubio's hurt too, but they're going to be tough to beat too. When
sure, they beat us before, but that's got to be a revenge game. They beat us in Phoenix. We're going to clock
there's
them.
There's very few
on
games
Tuesday
that the Clippers have lost. Where I'm like, wow, the Suns game was like, I thought the Suns were going to be good. So I'm like, they're an offensive juggernaut, and nobody, I think people were sleeping on them. So they're like, whoa, oh my God, we're in a fight. And then before you know, it's over.
Right, and they won.
San Antonio was a weird one because I know that Kawhi was gearing up because there's bad blood. I was really amazed we lost that.
Right.
And how bad we lost to Minnesota.
And we
Milwaukee.
Had beaten the Spurs in L.A., so
and Kawhi,
but wait, but Milwaukee was like 13-1 going into that game.
Milwaukee,
I mean,
was
yeah,
like a 15-game win streak.
That's the only thing. Yeah. I don't mind losing.
I was on set, so I missed most of the game. I got out of the game. I got in the car. I texted Chris, and I was like, "How are we down 40 points? What happened?" And Chris said, "Nobody played." And I thought he meant that we had a lot of people out with injuries.
No, no one.
He
played.
He just meant
no one showed up. It was a fluke. It was an anomaly.
It happens.
So
those games
happen. Responded.
Why they always say, what are you going to do in November in Milwaukee? That's literally what somebody says. Like, are you going to show up in November
in
Milwaukee?
So
we did not.
We won back-to-back versus a junky team Washington and a good team Indiana. We just beat the champs in Toronto. Here we go at Minnesota. At Chicago, you got to win both of these.
We're gonna. Here's the thing that I love about this team. They're never out of it.
Ever.
How great was that Boston
that
Celtics
Milwaukee
game? Oh, yeah. Yeah. But yes. Even then, I'm like, okay, we're going to kick it in.
Right.
Okay, we're going to kick it in.
Fourth quarter.
All right,
we're gonna...
we got a quarter and a half.
Right.
We're going to kick it in. Right. And they just.
But that Boston Celtics game, were you there?
Oh, yeah.
I lost my throat and I lost my mind.
It was like, that let me know this team's special.
For real.
And the Clippers do have that where Doc Rivers teams can come back.
Yeah, and as we proved in the playoffs without Paul George and Kawhi Leonard last year.
Yeah.
So, yes, I think.
Double wins, double bangers. Dude.
And if we do that, then right now we're a 500 road
team.
We're going
to Keanu Reeves it. Double bangers.
Double banger. Keanu Reeves coming out with Matrix 4 and John Wick 4 on the same day.
Double banger.
In 2021. which, by the way, 2021, we'll be going for our second ring. I don't know what the inscription is in Kawhi's ring. The middle finger, very interesting to me. Big FU.
What finger does he show when he gets his ring? What finger goes into that one? Thumbs up?
He's got
boring.
Was the Pop.
Two middle fingers.
Who traded him to the one team they knew he didn't want to go to.
He didn't want to go. Yeah. And look what he did. And now look what he's going to do and look what he's doing.
I love it, dude.
Before I let you go, Trip, we're obviously going to win this back-to-back on the road, right? We're going to go have a 5-1 road trip. Yes, Hank, you're on the same.
Well, I said that if JaMychal Green played, we would go 5-1, and he played, I think, 4 minutes, so I'm going to have to hang with my 5-1.
Okay, because he's going to probably
What are our next two games?
At Minnesota, at Chicago. Back-to-back.
I guess we're going to go 5-1. I feel like I can't
Kawhi
back off my pledge.
Kawhi sits out the second one at Chicago, right?
I'm fine with that.
Right?
Not Chicago against, stinks.
Yeah, but not against... Well, here's the whole thing. Like,
Chicago stinks.
They do, but they're NBA players. They're NBA players,
dude. So what's
dude.
Your pick? We're gonna
I'm
going
to go double banger, bang them both out.
So then why are you arguing with me?
I'm not. I just like...
You think I should
sometimes I'm like, okay, I know he wants to sit. But can we look at the games and decide which games we might want to sit them at?
So you see, this is what's destroying my marriage. You're anti-load management!
No, he's not saying that. He's saying that he thinks that he should not sit Milwaukee.
There's certain games. Yeah, you remember when he sat against Milwaukee at home?
Yeah, but how do you not... You sit versus Chicago, the crappy team.
That's fine with me.
And you play Minnesota the night
before. But I remember that Minnesota, that Milwaukee game was like 3 days off.
And then Milwaukee, and then the next night was San Antonio. That's why he sat Milwaukee, so he could play San Antonio.
But you had 3 days off.
Look, it doesn't work
that bad.
It doesn't work that way.
Okay.
You don't play back-to-backs if you're Kawhi Leonard. And you just got to
accept that. But Paul George is?
George is playing us.
So who's the team you sit? Minnesota or Chicago?
Chicago.
Yeah,
for sure.
So there you go, because they're bums.
And now Tuesday, are you going to that game? Are we podcasting after Tuesday, or are we podcasting after Thursday?
I don't know.
We don't know. There's so much out there.
One of those games,
certainly. No.
People don't realize how great this podcast is. I mean, this is
it's the best.
Greatness.
I agree.
Oh, Sam, it's better with you on it.
Outside of the Chuck the Condor and Lil Chuck the Condor
yes.
doing
KC,
a podcast
KC,
with Clipper Daryl, I can't think
of a
better
dynasty,
Clipper
dynasty.
Podcast.
I can. This podcast with you on it.
Oh,
Tripcast. Well, you're our guest, and you get to sound the horn.
It's a night.